You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
There's so many beautiful things about Jesus. There's so many beautiful things about life. But if we get so trapped in where we are at that moment, at any given moment, we can miss so much. Amen. I know in this building today there are so many going through so many things. There's people here in the building today going through pain. People in the building today going through heartache. People in the building today that just refuse to open that box. Amen? Maybe that thing that happened to you, that event that happened to you is so traumatic that you don't even want to go into that space. But I want to tell you this morning that beautiful Jesus is in the building. And He is ready to help you open that box. Amen? Amen? Beautiful Jesus is in the building. That's my sermon topic this morning. Beautiful Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful Jesus. Remember us, O Lord. And show Your favor on Your daughters. Visit us with Your salvation and satisfy our souls. Heal the broken, restore the weary, lift the distressed, and bring light to darkness and silence all storms. Send Your word and heal, Father. Restore joy to our salvation and help us according to Your loving kindness. We love You, beautiful, beautiful Jesus. Amen and amen. I just want to say, God is so good and He's so faithful. And I'm so grateful for every single one that has come today to take some time to hear what God wants to say. Amen. And today through the conference, we have heard so many beautiful things. I have the last session, which is always the most beautiful session because it's after everybody has said everything. And then I get to get on the platform. Hallelujah. But, you know, we've learned how to be framed by God's word. How to make God's word the standard for our lives. How to spend time in the word, to read the word and let the word read us. We've learned from my beautiful friend, Pastor Rose, and I'm telling you, you rock those sneakers like no one rocks a sneaker, amen. We learned so many beautiful truths about her that in trials and tribulations, our joy does not have to be swayed. That our joy is stable, that our joy is set on something more than what's going on around us, amen. But my theme today is beautiful Jesus. Beautiful Jesus. Jesus is the source of our joy. And I've heard that statement come through more than once today. Amen. He's the joy. He's our strength. And that joy comes from His presence. Are you with me this morning? And Psalm 16 verse 11 says, "You make known to me the paths of life." You, Jesus, make known to me the paths of life. And in Your presence, there is fullness of joy. And at Your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen? Because of Jesus, we can be in God's presence. Because of Jesus and what He did on the cross, we can come into His presence daily and receive new joy, new strength, new impartation for every day. Because His grace is sufficient every single day. But I've told you this before, ladies, grace only lasts for the day it was made for. So every single morning when you get into God's presence, you receive a fresh impartation of grace for that 24 hours. Amen. So that means if I'm worrying about yesterday, my grace is over for yesterday. And if I'm worrying about tomorrow, my grace for tomorrow isn't there yet. It hasn't arrived. And that's what makes us sick because we don't have the grace for what we're worrying about. The grace is given for today. Amen. And our beautiful Jesus is so beautiful just because of who He is. There's so many things that you can say about the Lord, but His beauty radiates from every single part of His character. It is found in His love. It is found in His joy. It's found in His peace. It's found in His perseverance and His mercy with us. Amen? It's found in His humility. It's found in His justice. It's found in his honesty and his devotion and his wisdom and his faithfulness. God remains faithful, and he's a symphony of color and sound. Our God is a symphony of color and sound. In our hard times, if we just dare open our hearts to Jesus, he'll be a color and a symphony of sound that brings healing that you cannot imagine. There's been seasons in my life that I don't understand why these seasons happened. Who's ever played in that movie? Things have happened and there is just no explanation. And many times, ladies, in these seasons, we actually turn our backs on God because we say, God, why? Why did these seasons happen? Why did I go through this? Why did I have to face this? What do I have to learn through this? Is this who you are? But I want to tell you, seasons are just seasons, and it's not God coming to punish you. We live in a fallen world. We live in a world that was never created for us. The Garden of Eden was created for us, where we could commune with God day and night. The Garden of Eden was made for us, where God would visit us and we would walk next to him. We would see him, we would smell him, we would hear him every single day of our lives without the pressures of what we're facing today. But unfortunately, us as human beings decided that we needed more than the fruit salad that was in the garden. Amen? We needed that fruit from that tree that we could not have. And because of that, sin and death entered into this world. But that was not the creation of God for you from the beginning. If you can have a revelation of this, you will know that your God loves you. And what you are going through in this world is not what he's put in front of you to give you a hard time. He's saying, I'm with you. He is beautiful Jesus. C.S. Lewis once stated that if you want to get warm, you must stand next to a fire. And if you want to get wet, you must go and jump into a river. But if you want joy, power, peace, and eternal life, you must get close to the one who can give that. Amen? If you want joy, peace, power, and love, you need to get close to the one who can give you that. Can you just close your eyes for a moment and be aware of God's presence? Even in these moments where we are silent, you can just pour out your heart. Say, God, there were times in my life where I was actually angry at you because this was not supposed to be my story. I'm sorry, Jesus. Because if I know your love and who you are, I will know that you still have a story for me. In the times that I need you, you are there. And you will never, ever let me go. You will never let me go. You see, there's a fountain of joy in the presence of the Lord. It's like a thick cloud hanging over you this morning. But you have to decide if you're going to drink. Amen? If you want a touch of heaven today, Jesus is in the building. This is his living room. This is not our church. This is not our building. These are not our people. You belong to Jesus Christ first. Amen. I'm just the shepherd that God entrusted to be here today. Amen. First among equals. We are here in God's presence. God wants to touch you this morning. But you have to decide, are you going to drink or not? Your story can change today. Your story can change today. You know, a little while ago, I got some bad news and my heart was just giving me such a hard time. And I picked up the word and I just started reading Psalms. And as I started reading Psalms, it didn't say anything about what I'd been through. But the healing presence of Jesus started washing over my heart. And it started telling me it doesn't matter what man says. It doesn't matter what man does. It doesn't matter what you face. I will never leave or forsake you. And you are beautiful in front of me, and that's all that counts. Amen. You see, David found his courage in living a life of discovering and exploring the beauty of God. Amen. He prayed in Psalm 27, verse 1 to 4. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advanced against me to devour me, if my enemies and my foes will stumble and fall, though an army may besiege me, my heart will not fear. Even though a war will break out against me. Have you felt like a war breaks out against you sometimes? I'm telling you, sometimes life feels like it's a war. Amen? Sometimes it feels like life is just a war. Maybe not on the outside, but maybe on the inside. Maybe you face something and you've got this challenge on the inside of you where you have to keep it together for someone else, but a war is going on the inside of you. I want to tell you, it's time to allow the Prince of Peace to walk in and to end the war, to end the turmoil, to end the questioning. He says, though war may break out against me, I will be confident. One thing I've asked of the Lord, and only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. How beautiful is that? And then Psalm 42 verse 1 to 2 also says, as the deer pants for the waters, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, from the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Have you noticed it says that in the Bible? When can I go and meet with God? Ladies, your identity, your purpose, your tomorrow is framed in the presence of Jesus. Amen? You need to get time, make time, prioritize your time with Jesus. You actually can't afford not to, because just like Sister Rose said, if you take a cell phone, if you want that to define you, that will define you. Amen? If you want to look at social media instead of spending time with the Lord, amen, that will define you, because that is what you're filling your heart with. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It matters what God says about you. And God says you're lovely. Amen? That was the single focus of David, to spend time in the Lord's presence. He wanted to know and see and experience the glory and the beauty of Jesus. Is that your heart's cry this morning? Do you want to know your God? Or is God just super convenient if you need something? Because if God had to give you nothing, not meet one more need in the rest of your life, give you no healing, no breakthrough, nothing, would you still love Him and serve Him? That has to be a yes. That has to be a yes. You see, David's rejection from his family, his challenges with Saul, his adultery, his dysfunctional family did not derail David, because David valued the presence of Jesus more than what people were doing around him. Amen? I want to tell you this morning, whatever you are going through in your family, in your challenges, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Not that it doesn't matter to Jesus. It matters. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't define you. Jesus defines you. Jesus defines you. And He thinks you lovely. Amen? He thinks you beautiful. When He comes to you, He doesn't come as an angry God. He comes as a loving God, coming to say, I'm here to help you. When you walk through a valley, I will take your hand. When you're on a mountain, I will take your hand. Stay as close as you can to Jesus. Can you say that to your neighbor? Say, stay as close as you can to Jesus. He's the water in your well. He's the water in your well. And He's the silence and He's the song. Jesus is both. You know, I was going through a time a little while ago, and God was so silent. I was like, hello, I'm here. Are you there? And, you know, somebody just said to me, when the teacher is testing the student, he may not speak to the student. He has to be silent to see that what he has put in the student is in the student. So many times when you go through times where God is silent, just obey the last word God has given you. Because amen, let's give the Lord a hand, amen. Because if God is silent, maybe it's just the teacher that cannot speak to you right now because you as a student are writing a test. Pass the test. Amen? Pass the test. God is faithful in our good times. God is faithful in our hard times. God is faithful in our good days. God is faithful in our not so good days. Amen? Spend time with Jesus and allow Him to wash your hands so that you can hold what He wants to pour into them. Spend time with Jesus that He can wash your hands, that you can hold what He wants to give you. You see, God wants to bless us with more than what we can ever imagine. But our hearts have to be ready for the blessing. Because the blessing is never about us. The blessing is about others. Psalm 6 verse 13 says, God will bestow on those that grieve in Zion a crown of beauty instead of mourning. And a garment of praise instead of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, for the display, what does it say? Of His splendor. We need to get to a place where we are healed and whole, that God can use us as vessels to touch others. Amen. May your heart's cry today be, Lord, I surrender. I'm here. You the potter, I'm the clay. I'm going to jump onto that little turntable and let You form what You want to form in my life. Mommies, can I speak to you this morning? Teach your children to love the presence of Jesus. I heard something so beautiful the other day. Use the 5-5-5 method to train them to spend time in the presence of the Lord. 5 minutes worship, 5 minutes Bible reading, 5 minutes prayer. Every day. Can I say that again? Mommies in the building, teach your children to make time for Jesus. Teach them that it's important to spend time with Jesus. 5 minutes worship, 5 minutes Bible reading, 5 minutes prayer. And I promise you, you will instill in your child a love for God that will never go away. Amen? We have to train our children in the ways of the Lord. So love is not love if there's not a choice. If I was just a robot and every time my husband pushed my nose and I said, I love you, is it really love? I think maybe that would be more convenient because then I'd know every time he wants me to say, I love you. But it's not, we are not robots. And that's what makes love so real because Jesus also wasn't a robot. Going to the cross was His choice. Every single moment Jesus stayed on the cross, He chose you. Every single moment He was on the cross, He could have got down, but He remained on that cross because of you. That is the God we serve. So love is not love if there's no choice. But I want to tell you, there is a place in love that is more wonderful than choice. There's a place in love that's more wonderful than choice. It's a yielding to His way. It's a place where you don't want or need a choice. I don't want a choice. Jesus is my choice. Amen? Amen? This morning in your heart, the enemy can't wait to take you away from Jesus. If he can isolate you, remember, you are the enemy of the enemy. When the devil looks at you, he sees the reflection of Jesus Christ. Everything about you is telling him the end of his way. So when he looks at you, he has a perfect hatred for you. Like God has a perfect love for you. So don't fall for his tactics. He wants you to be insecure. He wants you to doubt yourself. And more than that, he wants you to doubt Jesus. Amen? The more you fall in love with Jesus, the less you care about what you want. It's now not about my dreams anymore, Jesus. It's not about my desires. It's not about what I want. It's about you. What do you want for me, Jesus? Can we say that this morning? What do you want for me, Jesus? Like Sister Rose says, your happiness does not come from things around you. Your joy will come from having the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ. You cannot have a bigger gift than Jesus Christ. When you love Jesus, you want to become like Jesus, and you want to meet with Jesus, and you want to display His glory. You see, a relationship with Jesus gave Esther the courage to approach a king and petition a nation. She had to conquer any fear and step into who God said she was. Esther would not be Esther without the presence of Jesus. Just like Esther, you were born for a time such as this. You were born to display the glory of Jesus. Amen? Ladies that walk with the Lord, you are there to display Jesus. Do you maybe need to conquer fear this morning? Or face something that scares you? I think it must have been so scary for Esther to go into that palace knowing that she could end her life today. But she said, if I die, I die. If I die, I die. The same God that stood with Esther is the God that's standing with you today. Amen. He's not different. He doesn't have less for you than what He had for Esther. He doesn't have less courage for you than what He had for Esther. Stay as close to Jesus as you can. Stay as close to Jesus as you can. He picked the dust up and He breathed life into it. He can pick you up this morning and He can breathe life into you. He's more precious than silver and more costly than gold. He's holy and He's pleasing and He's merciful and He's merciful and He's merciful and He's merciful. When I don't get it right, He's merciful. When I get it right, He's merciful. If I fall again, He's merciful. But what we do is every time we make a mistake, we say, God, I've made a mistake again. And God is saying, again? What are you talking about? Because He's forgiven us of the last time we've done it. But you see, we keep record. God doesn't keep record. If we've lived 1,000 lifetimes worshiping, we would not be enough to ascribe the value to who God is. 1,000 lifetimes. If you read your Bible for a lifetime, for 1 minute of His glory, it would be worth it. Amen? A relationship with Jesus gave Stephen the strength, the heart to forgive, when those around him were stoning him to death. Can you imagine the presence of Jesus that had to be on Stephen to be able to do that? His last words were, Lord, do not keep the sin against them. Do you maybe need to forgive someone who's hurt you, who's disappointed you? Maybe you need to forgive yourself. Maybe you need to make right with God. You see, unforgiveness makes loving hard. If I walk with a hard heart inside of me, I cannot love those around me. I can love them to a degree, but I cannot love them with the love that Jesus gives. You see, you forget. Remember I spoke about the enemy? Satan's goal is to destroy your ability to love. Why? Because that's what makes you the most like Jesus. Satan can't wait to destroy your ability to love. He can't shut you down and put you in a box and close that lid, because then you don't have anything to give, and the love of Jesus that somebody else is waiting for is not there anymore, and he's happy. He's happy. What makes you like Jesus is because you can love when somebody hates you. You can forgive when that person doesn't deserve it. Because it's not about that person, it's about you. Let God be God with those that hurt you. Amen? You keep your eyes on Jesus. Because don't give up your glitter for somebody else's wrongdoing. Don't give up your glitter. Because when you stop loving, you're making space for the enemy to control your heart. And you're shutting yourself down. We've all gone through things. You heard about hope this morning. You heard about a little part of our journey. You know, for all those 5 years, I just say, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. I will hold a baby. And God told us she will be hope. And somebody even saw a little person with curly hair standing next to me. Look at the curly hair. How's that for a prophecy coming to light? Amen. And now she's preaching. Hallelujah. That is just God's goodness. And I'm not saying that to say that I'm better than you. If you're trusting the Lord for a baby this morning, I promise you, the God that I serve, maybe it'll take a while, but it will come. Amen. It'll come. Maybe you've had a miscarriage. Maybe you've had two miscarriages. Maybe you've lost somebody. In all of that, God will come through for you. There is another chapter after that Anar chapter. Amen? It doesn't end with the Anar chapter. Because sometimes when we go through our ouch chapter or our Anar chapter, we shut the book down. No. No, no, this morning I'm telling you, there is a new life coming. This is not the end. Amen? I can fall. The enemy can slap me down. I can get bruised, but I will stand up because I am a daughter of the Most High God, and so are you. Amen? This is not the end of my story. I refuse that this is the end of my story because Isaiah says, I am going to be whole to display the glory of the Lord. I need to display the glory of the Lord. I need to touch a life. I need to change a life. I need to bring hope to somebody in my life because life is more than just me. Amen. Amen. You see, Moses met with the Lord face to face. The brightness of God saturated his body when he came down from the mountain after 40 days. And his prayer was, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands for us. Yet establish the work of our hands. The fact that he was born a Hebrew slave didn't put off the glory of the Lord. The fact that he was put in a basket, he was actually up to be murdered, didn't change God's destiny for him. The fact that he spent time in the desert, even questioning who he was, did not change God's story about him. The fact that he killed an Egyptian didn't change God's story about him. Because you see, our inadequacies don't affect God. God is not embarrassed by your mistakes. God is not embarrassed by your flaws. God is not embarrassed by what you don't do right. We get embarrassed by what we don't do right. Who's a perfectionist in the building? Oh, Jesus, I'm going to pray for you. I'm one of them too. Amen. I want everything to be perfect until one day when God said to me, that perfection box only belongs to me and you cannot fit in it. Amen. And that just took so much pressure off me because I don't have to be who God is. God is perfect and I am not. And I will do my very best to do it as beautifully as I can. And if I make a mistake, it's okay. My perfect God will bail me because he knows. Amen. Amen. Spend time in the presence of Jesus, memorizing his face. Can I say that again? Spend time in the presence of Jesus, memorizing his face. Stare into his eyes so that nothing else can capture your gaze. Can I ask us to do that? That's what makes us great. What makes us great is when Jesus is great. What makes us make a difference in this world is when Jesus comes through in everything that we do. Spend time to memorize his gaze. Memorize his voice so that you can never be confused by the voice of the enemy. Memorize his voice. Why do we need to know his word? Because when we know his word, when the enemy brings something contrary to his word, we can say, I've read the book. That's not what my God says. You are not going to silence me. I will stand and display the greatness of my God. Amen. Know his presence. Carry his presence. Share his presence. And speak from his presence. Amen. Speak from his presence. Touch the face of Jesus before you touch those around you. If you are going to a difficult situation, touch the face of Jesus first. If you have to deal with your children, touch the face of Jesus first. If you have to deal with your spouse, touch the face of Jesus first. Amen. If you have to deal with a friend, touch the face of Jesus first. If you have to go to work, touch the face of Jesus first. Because he rubs off on you. And remember, you become something greater than what you are because you display his glory. When you stay in the light of who God is, everything becomes clear and joy is something you will naturally have. Can I say that again? When you spend time in the presence of Jesus, when you spend time in his presence, joy will be something you will naturally have. And yes, there will be times in my journey where I'll stumble. There'll be times when I fall. And there'll be times where I have to run back to Jesus. I think sometimes I hold his feet so tight that the blood can't even go through his feet. Because I'm going, Jesus, if you don't help me right now, I'm in such trouble. Amen? But you know what? Psalm 18 verse 28 says, for you light my lamp. You need to have your lamp lit in the presence of Jesus. The world cannot light your lamp. Friends cannot light your lamp. Social media cannot light your lamp. The Lord is the God that illuminates my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop of warriors, and by my God I can leap over a wall. Is that not beautiful? Can I say it again? Stay as close as you can to Jesus. If you can take one thing home that I've said today, may it be this. Stay as close as you can to Jesus. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never turn his back on you. You will never embarrass him. You will never disappoint him. Because he knows you are breath. Did you see that scripture my mom used? He understands we are made of dust. What a revelation to understand that God knows I'm made of dust. That was an amazing revelation for me, to know that God knows I'm human. Amen? In conclusion, Isaiah 61 verse 3 says that God will bestow on those that grieve in Zion a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. The beauty of heaven exchanges. Exchanges means the act of giving one thing up to receive another. If you want beauty, you need to give up your ashes. If you want beauty, you need to give up your ashes. You need to give up the thing that has caused you to mourn, the things that have caused you to feel worthless. You need to give it up for a crown of victory, a crown of reward, and a crown of honor. Why do you want to hold on to your ashes if God has a crown for you? But you know, many of us don't just hold on to our ashes. We breathe in the ashes. We throw the ashes. We sit in the ashes. We plant the ashes. We live in the ashes. We sleep in the ashes. We eat in the ashes. Because ashes is what we think we deserve. But I want to tell you this morning, that is not what God has for you. He says, I have an exchange for you. But you need to put down your ashes and take the crown. They don't belong together. Amen. You need to put down the ashes to take the crown. It's an exchange. Both don't live together. What's the next thing? He says, the oil of joy for mourning. Jesus removes your despair and clothes you with a garment of praise. The oil of joy. And that's what I'm going to do today. I really, the whole time when we were thinking about this conference, and I still said, Lord, joy. It's so hard to always talk about joy, because joy is something that is a revelation on the inside, and it's not bound to what is going on around you. But what do I do to give someone a gift today that can change their lives forever? And I really believe the Lord put this in my heart. I'm going to give each one of you one of these little anointing bottles. I'm going to explain to you what this is. It's something very beautiful and something very precious to us, the anointing of Jesus. Amen. How can you live a life of joy without Jesus in your world? It's impossible. So before I give you each a little bottle like this to take home, the Lord just said to me, let's take time this morning to look into the eyes of Jesus and know that you are loved. Let's take time to see that peace is your portion. So this little anointing bottle is a point of contact. Amen. It's oil that has been in our prayer room where we've been praying that the presence of Jesus would rest on this oil. It's a point of contact. I'm going to be giving each one of you one of these to take home today. But before we take it home, we're going to anoint ourselves. Because you know what? Today, you're going to have 100 ladies around you ready to minister to you. And after service today, in the front here, it will be open. And you can come for prayer, for encouragement, for anything. We are ready to give you that. But when you go home in the midnight, when the enemy is telling you you're not going to make it, you can open this little bottle as a point of contact and say, Lord, I consecrate myself to you. I consecrate myself to you. Let your presence rest on me. Let your presence rest on me. You see, oil is something very beautiful. My friend lives in Cape Town and her son-in-law is a farmer. And she spends lots of time on the farm and he does sheep farming along with oranges. And she actually said to me, you know, it's not a compliment when Jesus calls you a sheep. I was like, okay. But anyway, but what they do with the oil is when the sheep have insects and pests going over their body, and they put the oil on their heads that the oil can run down, then the insect doesn't have space to hold on to the sheep. Does it make sense? So as you anoint yourself today, I want you to put it on and know that everything that is coming against you does not stand up against the presence of your Jesus. Amen? When you anoint yourself this morning, if you need healing, like that oil brings healing even to a wound, they use the oil on a sheep when a sheep has got wounded. Let the oil of his presence heal that wound. Your brokenness, let it soothe your hurts and let it bring protection in your life. Amen. But mostly this oil is a sign of consecration. You are set apart for a holy purpose. Amen. A holy purpose. By anointing yourself, you're saying, God, you're setting me apart for a divine purpose. Our God is clothed with splendor and majesty. Our God is covered in the light like a cloak. I'm just trying to use ways that come actually out of Psalms to describe who you serve. He makes the clouds his chariots. He walks on the winds of the wind and springs forth rivers in valleys. He waters the mountain from his upper chambers. He gives food and sustains a man's heart. He appoints darkness and it became night. The night does not belong to the enemy. I want to tell you, darkness does not belong to the enemy. God appointed darkness. Moses met God in the dark cloud. You know, in the dark cloud is a place of total trust. When you're in a dark cloud and you can't see your hand in front of your face, you need to trust a voice. Amen? Your dark place does not belong to the enemy. It belongs to God. You need to step into that place and say, this darkness is not here to destroy me. Darkness is a place where God can display his glory. Amen? This darkness is not here to take me out. Amen? Darkness was made by God. It's not an evil place when God is in it. It's an evil place when God is not in it. He changes a dry land into springs of life. He brings forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with joyful shouts. That is the beautiful Jesus that you serve.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.